To arrive. She's just coming. It's so lovely to see you all here, and I really wanted to welcome Eva and her family and friends, especially to our service this morning. It's so nice to have you here and to share in this very special day with you. The other things I have to announce are the Circuit Holiday Club. Judy's been in touch. She's going to be at it every day in Macclesfield. It's from the 25th to the 28th of July. And the Circuit Child and Family Worker who runs them would like, if we could have a team of four people from this church to go one of the days to supervise one of the crafts. So if you think you could manage one day between the 25th and the 28th of July, could you please speak to Judy or myself, and we'll see if we can get a team. I know I can probably manage it, at least one of them. So if you would just think about doing that. It's nice still to have work with children going on in the circuit. And she has offered to come and run a messy church here for us at some time. So we've got to be... join in with these things in the circuit. So if any of you would like to join in for this holiday club, please let us know. And if you want to get checked about the dates or anything. And the other thing is Alison Court is wanting to see if there's interest to organise another croquet day. Her sister has Helen's croquet set, and we've had croquet days in the past, and she's willing to host it in her garden if there's enough interest. So can you speak to Alison if you would be interested in a croquet day sometime during the summer? No dates fixed yet. We just want to know if there's a real interest. Those who have played it with us before and those who haven't. So I'd ask you now, prepare yourself for this service of worship and for baptism and the special time that it is. And I invite Ros to conduct the service.
Good morning. And just to echo what Noreen said, this is a welcome to everybody who is here with us this morning, and especially to Eva and her family. We look forward to Eva's baptism with us, delayed from Advent, but we're managing it today, so that's brilliant to be together. You may have already seen that there is a family zone at the back and the right-hand corner there, if any of our younger people would like to go and play there or bring things from there back to your seats. And there's crafts in the foyer, which one of our stewards will go out if anybody wants to go out to there. And also I'll invite you just before the reading if anybody wants to go. Those who are not what we might our youngest people, you have to stay. So one or two people have asked me if they can go out and do the crafts. No, you have to stay and listen to me, but any of the young people who want to go are very, very welcome. So we begin with our call to worship. Let us pray. We are welcomed in worship as we were welcomed in baptism. In the name of the God, the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We come together to worship God. In baptism, God calls us by name and gives us the Spirit. We come together to worship God who calls us. Water, which makes life possible, is used to proclaim the life-giving nature of God for all people. We come together to worship God, the source of all life. Every act of worship renews God's gift of life to us and bids us respond anew in the strength of the Holy Spirit, in trust, in prayer, and in action. We come together to worship God. Amen. And now we stand or sit, if you're more comfortable, to sing our first hymn this morning.
Still for
connected. As we come to our opening prayers, let us pray. And firstly, a prayer of adoration. Spirit of God, who blew over the waters at creation, who inspired the prophets and anointed Jesus at his baptism, who empowered the first disciples on the day of Pentecost, we praise you. Spirit of God, who brings order out of chaos and gives us words and images which inspire us and empowers disciples to this day, we praise you. Spirit of God, gentle as the breeze, yet powerful as the raging storm, come to us and all God's people. Renew us and empower us to tell God's story in this generation and forever. Spirit of God, we thank you for your presence with us as we worship and as we baptize Eva. We pray for your presence and your blessing upon Eva and her family and friends. We pray that we will all know your life-giving power in our lives. And a prayer of confession. God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own interest instead of serving you and your people. We have not loved our neighbour as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and with one another. And we know, to all who confess their wrongdoings, you are faithful and just and forgive. And we claim that promise now, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And a blessing over the offering. Gracious and generous God, we know that all that we have comes from you. And we offer you these tokens of our wealth, those that are brought today, those that are transferred by the banks. We thank you that we can offer you those, and also with them, we offer you our lives. And we pray, Lord, that you will use all to further your kingdom and show others your love. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And now there's the option, if some of our younger ones want to go and do some crafts, you can. Yes, would you like to? Some crafts in the back corner. I think Judy, if Judy stands up. I think there's one or two might. That's Judy at the back there, if you want to go that way. There we go. And if you get there and you don't want to do it, you can just come back, don't worry. And now Delcia and Andrew will bring for us our reading this morning. Thank you.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us.
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us.
Thank you, Delcia and Andrew. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, in a short while we will baptize Eva. Baptism is the means of entry into the Church of Christ, the Church Universal. And for Eva, of this particular church here in Poynton. We become family, sisters and brothers, siblings of Christ. The pouring of water on Eva's head symbolizes her leaving the old life behind and being born into the faith of the Church. In our reading from 1 John, we heard about God's character. John states quite clearly that God is love. God is love. So what does that word love mean to you? How would you define love?
Everything.
Love is everything. Caring, sorry, I didn't hear. Caring, so love is everything, it's caring.
Closeness.
Friendship.
Yep.
Any other offers? There used to be a cartoon, some of us older people remember, that had love is ... didn't they, in the papers years ago. So love is caring, love is closeness, love is everything, love is forgiving. There are other sides of love, aren't there? There's love is forgiving, sharing,
all-consuming,
sacrificial sometimes, often, yeah. So as God's children, we are known by the quality of God's love that is in us and is lived out through us to others. So how do we know that God is love? Well, we heard in that reading, didn't we, that John says this is how we know that God is love, that God's love is among us. God sent God's one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This passage of scripture is the antidote to all of us who feel that in some way we have to try to earn God's love. We don't. We can't. We don't, because it is God who loved us first. During Eva's baptism in a short while, we'll hear this passage of scripture, but it will be phrased slightly differently, but still showing these precious truths. We'll hear, Eva, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. These words, which are probably my favourite words of all of the words in the baptismal service, they're wonderful, aren't they? God's love reaches out to each one of us and to every person before any of us could know anything of it. It doesn't depend on us in any way. Love is all the work of God because God is love. And yet so many of us still have this idea that God is watching us, waiting for us to do something wrong and then to eagerly pounce on us with condemnation. And no doubt the church itself in previous centuries has given this impression of God, when in reality nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is that God looks on each of us with an eternal, never-ending love. Whether we return that love or not, each of us is the apple of God's eye. You are the apple of God's eye. Eva is the apple of God's eye. Today we will accept God's love for Eva on her behalf. We hope and pray that one day she will accept God's love for herself and be able to testify to that love in her life. We will all make promises during this service, promises to help and support Eva on her journey of faith. Promises to support Katrina and Pete as they nurture Eva and as they bring her up in the faith. As a congregation, we will promise to so maintain the church's life of worship and service that Eva may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of Jesus. We make these promises because it is through the depth and breadth of human love that she will come to know God for herself. So in this place, amongst this group of believers, or in any Christian church that Eva may join, she should feel as at home and as loved and as respected as she does in her own home with her own family. She should feel accepted for who she is, and she should find encouragement and nurture to help her to grow through her life. The fellowship should always be a place where Eva feels she can be herself, a beloved child of God. Be herself and share her life, her happy times and her difficult times. You see, how Eva and all the children amongst us, and all the adults as well, anyone who comes anywhere near us, it's how they feel about the quality of our welcome, the sincerity of our love, how we treat each other. That is the measure of the devotion of our fellowship, the measure of our devotion to Jesus, the measure of our understanding of God's love. There are no exceptions to those who are welcome here. This is God's house, and God welcomes all people. God, as we heard, sent his Son to die for each one of us so that by turning to him, we can know God's love for ourselves. It is the calling of each church and this church in Poynton in 2022 to live the life of the kingdom openly and winsomely so that others will come to put their faith in Christ and know the difference that God makes in our lives. So let us help each other, encourage each other, as we seek to live out our life of faith, to be true to our promises, to demonstrate God's love, so that Eva and all those amongst us know that they are loved and precious to God. Amen. Now in a moment we will begin the baptism part of our service. Margaret, just see if anybody wants to come back in. Mm-hmm. Sisters and brothers, baptism is a gift of God. It declares to each of us the love and grace of God. In this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. God claims and cleanses us, rescues us from sin, and raises us to new life. He plants us into the Church of Christ and sustains and strengthens us with the power of the Spirit. Although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to all and through Christ offers us to respond. We recall the words of the risen Christ, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Those who heard the message asked what they should do. Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls." And so if Eva's parents and godparents could stand. Katrina and Pete, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace? Please all stand. And if the parents and godparents can come round. And if there are any smaller people who can't see, would you like to come round? Anybody want to come a bit nearer so you can see? You don't have to. If you want to come a bit nearer to see, you can stand here. Gracious God, we thank you for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers life-giving water and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that the one baptized in this water may die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And some promises from parents and godparents. Katrina, Pete, Erica, Doug, Helen, and Harry, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God? Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide? And for all of us here, do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in God the Son? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Katrina and Pete, what name have you given this child?
Eva
Delcia. Eva Delcia. For you, Jesus came into the world. For you he lived and showed God's love. For you he suffered death on the cross. For you he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. There's Buddy there. Look, he's there. Don't worry. He's there. Okay. Just sit. There's Mummy. Okay. Okay, you're ready. Look, we just have to put this water on the head. It's nice and warm. Okay. Yeah. Eva Delcia, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By baptism, God has received you into the church. Eva Delcia, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. And now if you'd like to sit, is it okay if I show Eva around in a moment? For you, it's going over there for the moment.
Eva, receive this light, for you belong to Christ,
yes,
the
you.
Light of the world. Christ is your light
and Daddy. Your
way. May you grow and live in the faith of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, did you like that? And now, we're going to introduce you to all of your new sisters and brothers in Christ while we bless Eva with the words that are on the screen. Is that okay? You going to come with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we are then. So let's bless Eva. The Lord bless you and keep you. Here's Eva. Here's Eva. This is Eva, our newest member of the Church of Christ, our sister in Christ. Look, here we are. Oh, have a look up here. This is Eva. There you are. Have you seen Eva? Have you met Eva here? Yeah, you're having a good look at everybody, aren't you?
There we go.
Met Eva? There's Eva. Have you met Eva? There we are, look. Oh, is she gorgeous? Yeah. You got Eva there?
Hello, Eva. Hello.
There we are. Oh, Eva. Oh, John. John, shall we show you John who plays the music? John, meet Eva.
Hello.
It's John who's playing all the lovely music for us. Well, I think she deserves a clap, isn't she? Absolutely brilliant. Okay, there we go. Oh, it's hard to give her back. Yeah. She's gorgeous. So if parents and godparents could please stand, we have some more promises to make. Katrina and Pete, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to your child by making these promises. Will you love this your child, committing yourself to care for her in body, mind and spirit? With God's help, we will. Will you, therefore, ensure that she is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community? With God's help, we will. Will you set before her a Christian example that through your prayers, words, and deeds she may learn the way of Christ? Erica, Doug, Helen, and Harry, will you help Katrina and Pete to nurture their child in the Christian faith?
With God's help, we will.
And we all stand. Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that this our sister has been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that she may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? With God's help, we will. Please be seated. And I think Carey, our Cradle Roll secretary, has a gift for Eva and certificates. And now we prayed, saying together, generous God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit, and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen. And we sing together the hymn that Katrina and Pete have chosen for today, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Creatures great and small.
Be seated as Julie brings to us our prayers of intercession.
There's a response to our prayers. When I say, Lord, hear us, please respond, Lord, graciously hear us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love because you first loved us. Your love is the fruit of the Spirit. Your love conquers all things and brings wholeness to those who are touched by your grace. May God's love, joy, hope and grace be with Eva throughout her life's journey. We pray for her mum and dad, Katrina and Pete, her godparents, family and friends. May God's guiding and loving hands be with them as they journey through this challenging task of bringing up their precious daughter. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for our world, Lord, especially for children who are hungry, thirsty, homeless, and mistreated. May the world be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and of your love and grace. And we pray for those who are not with us this morning, whatever the reason why they are missing, please let them know that they are in our thoughts and in our prayers. We ask your blessing, Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Loving God, we pray for those who are in sorrow and in need, the anxious and the sick, the homeless, the jobless, and those who live whose lives are being threatened by redundancies. We remember the bereaved. We especially pray for Ruth, her daughters Megan and Lydia, and all their families. We also pray for Reverend Helen and her family after the death of her father. May your blessing comfort and give them hope. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those countries where living standards are low. People are dying of hunger. No clean water, no medical resources, and no shelter. Those countries where there is war and no fault of their own. We also pray for organizations that bring hope, peace and justice to our troubled world. May your love and blessing rest on its nation and its people. Loving God, we pray for the leaders of all nations that they might rule fairly with compassion, respecting the rights and needs of all people, and promoting peace and justice. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Loving God, in silence, we now offer to you the desires of our hearts.
God of love, we pray for our church here in Poynton and churches around the world. We also pray for ourselves. May we feel your touch in every part of our lives. May our prayers become channels of your love, peace, joy and hope, not only for ourselves, but for everyone we meet. These we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. And now we come to our final hymn together this morning. I heard some was a maracas and some other shakers. This is a really good hymn for any kind of instruments or clapping or anything like that. And I think John will probably go faster and faster, will we? Yeah, with this one? Yeah, I think so. See how fast we can make John's fingers work. So we stand together and sing, "You Shall Go Out With Joy." Blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. I think a clap for John as well, really, after that, isn't it? And I think the lady's going to put the kettle on, so there'll be cups of tea and coffee for everybody at the end of the service.